For those of you who don't know me, I'm Alexander Betts. I'm director of the Refugee Studies Centre here at Oxford University. I just want to say a very brief, warm welcome on behalf of all of the co-organisers of the conference, the Refugee Studies Centre, the British Red Cross, the City of Sanctuary Movement in Oxford, and the National City of Sanctuary Movement. This conference is an opening conference for Refugee Week in Oxford, and Refugee Week represents an opportunity to celebrate the contributions of refugees to British society and also promote a better understanding across communities. Last year, we were lucky enough to hold an event here in this room at the Refugee Studies Centre, engaging with the local community on the challenges in the Mediterranean. This year, we wanted to go a step further and try to engage in a broader conversation, a very practical conversation to build a social movement, one that could engage practitioners not just across Oxford, not just across the UK, but across Europe. And the theme of the conference reflects that. From Fortress Europe to Sanctuary Europe, building a social movement for inclusive asylum. And I think it could not possibly be more timely. Over the last few weeks, we've witnessed tragic events and perhaps growing intolerance, xenophobia and extremism across Europe. The tragic death of Jo Cox, herself a refugee rights activist based for a long time in Oxford. The propaganda relating to some people engaged in the Brexit campaign. The consequences of the EU-Turkey deal. The exclusion and policies of race to the bottom we see across Europe. All of these make it more pressing than ever that we engage proactively with the topics on the conference agenda. Access to protection. Safe pathways and channels to seek asylum. Social inclusion, access to higher education, overcoming barriers to exclusion from the media, from destitution, from detention, and thinking about campaigning. But we also in this conference want to recognise not just the negatives, but many of the positives, the extraordinary work being done by civil society, by the general public, by NGOs, and to recognise those good practices and give you the extraordinary and committed people present at this conference, a chance to learn from one another. This is an opportunity for mutual learning, but it has to be more than learning. It has to be about practical action. It has to be about how we think about how we can collectively be more than the sum of our parts. How working across academia, civil society, and NGOs, we can build a social movement that is needed more now than ever before. So what I want you to be able to do when you leave these 2 days is not just go away saying, that was interesting, I learned a lot, but ask yourself, who are the new people you met who you will stay in contact with? What are the new and different things you will do to work with those people to make a difference? Finally, I just want to say that this is a conference that has relied entirely upon volunteers. It's operated on a shoestring budget, and it's taken a huge amount of commitment from a lot of people across the 4 co-sponsoring entities. It's also, of course, not always the people that stand in front of the room and welcome you who have done the bulk of the work. It's often the people behind the scenes. And in the case of this conference, that's definitely the case. From Oxford City of Sanctuaries, at City of Sanctuary, Emma Jones, Weon Stanfield, Teresa Foster, and a whole team of volunteers have contributed to making this possible. From the British Red Cross, Rose Haynes and Jonathan Ellis in particular have worked tirelessly on this. And from my own centre, I'd really like to highlight the work of 2 students, Diletta Lauro and Julia Pacito, who have pulled quite a lot of the programme together, working with Tamsin Kelk and Susanna Power. They've been supported all by a large volunteer network, so every aspect of this event that's a success is attributable to their commitments. I'm delighted to pass over to Councillor Bob Price, who's been an elected official working in the city for some 35 years, to also say some words of welcome. Bob, we're really delighted to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Alex, and I'd just like to add my congratulations and thanks to the organisers of the conference. You don't need me to tell you that migration and refugee issues are one of the greatest challenges facing the international community in our contemporary world. And you don't need me to tell you that the way in which the international community responded to that has so far been inadequate, ineffective, and in some degrees counterproductive. The rise of anti-migrant sentiment, which Alexander referred to just now, has been fanned by populist political figures in the US with Trump, in this country with the Johnson-Farage duo in the referendum debate, Le Pen in France, and of course recently the election, the near election of Höfer in Austria. And those sentiments, the fear of the outsider, the demonisation of the outsider, are things we recognise only too well from the events in Germany in the 1920s and 30s. And they similarly reflect the wider economic insecurities which our international community has failed to tackle in relation to the handling of globalisation of the world economy and the domination of the world economy by increasing numbers of multinational companies which are inadequately controlled by the international community. So we are facing something which, as a set of phenomena, interlinked and all require similar levels of international cooperation to deal with them effectively. But we don't have that. And part of what Alexander said, I think I fully endorse and would like to really support from this conference, which is that we need to build a counter-narrative. We need to build a debate which actually responds effectively to that and gets a different hearing across the media in this country and elsewhere. The murder of Joe Cox, I think, has highlighted the way in which the violence of words can lead to violence of action. And that underlines the problems which we face, because it is only a small gap between the words being pronounced by politicians in the referendum debate and the actions of the murderer of Joe Cox. And I think those of you who've seen the newspapers today will have read, potentially, the paper which Brendan Cox, Joe's husband, wrote a few years ago, about 3 years ago. And he made, I think, some very pertinent points. He said that mainstream politicians are in most cases clueless in how to deal with the public debate about migration and refugees. They're petrified by the rise of the populists, and they try to neuter them by taking their ground, aping their rhetoric. But, as we know, that simply closes down, far from closing down the debate, it legitimises their views, reinforces their frame of reference, and pulls the debate further to the extremes. And we see the consequences of that, not just in this country, but across the world. So I would like to see the conference, and indeed the role which we can play from the City Council in our small district council area, as leading a fight back against that rhetoric. We need not just intellectual debate, we need political campaigning and engagement from ourselves as activists and people who are aware of these issues and sympathetic to the needs of that debate. We need to constantly reiterate a different narrative, a narrative of humanity, a narrative of welcome, a narrative of positive action to deal with the causes of migration and then the consequences as well. Oxford, as you know, has been a city of migration ever since the first scholars left the Sorbonne back in the 11th century and migrated to Oxford, and all the rest is history. More recently, we've seen waves of migration from pretty much every area of the world as the conflicts and insecurities and oppression has occurred in those countries. And the city now has more than a third of its citizens who have been born outside the UK. The consequences of that in terms of the richness of our community are huge, and the pressures which it brings are ones which can only be resolved by political action. Action on building houses, dealing with schools, dealing with the creation of jobs, and creation of the right kind of community relationships in the city. So there's a political dimension to this which is not just an international one, it's also a national one, and needs to be dealt with by a government which is far more sympathetic to those issues than the current one. So I'd like to thank the Red Cross, the City of Sanctuary, and the Refugee Studies Centre for initiating this as part of Refugee Week. The City Council is very much supportive of the whole week. We're taking part in a number of the activities. And I wish you every success over the next 2 days and that emerging from it there can be calls to action, calls to community of response, which will lead to much more successful policies for this city and for the country in the future. Thank you very much.